This is Toronto at Noon with Peter Sherman on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Well, there's a Toronto-based company called Star Navigation Systems Group, and they've developed a real-time black box, if you will, called ISMS. It's a way to monitor aircraft systems in real-time, in flight, and to alert key people on the ground of a problem almost before it happens, or at least when it's in progress. Here's the chairman and CEO, Virav Kapadia. Welcome.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Tell me, we have to make this in real English language. What does this do?
Basically, Star Navigation has developed a platform called the ISMS, which means in-flight safety monitoring. We have this particular platform, which is a system with software and hardware, which sits on the aircraft, our proprietary box, and this actually gets all the information from various data buses, which means the data points in the aircraft, about the system and how they're operating, and this information is then processed within our processor on board. We call it the Star Server Unit, and this information is in real time sent down to the ground within milliseconds, and this information can be then used if there are any alerts or accidents or any sort of deviations from the norm.
So if there's a problem on the airplane, or even if there's not, there's this information stream. It's going to a satellite. It's coming to a ground station. It's going to the internet, and people anywhere in the world who can access that site know what that aircraft's doing.
Absolutely. But you mentioned the word people anywhere. No, only people who are allowed to get encrypted. Format, they can get into a website and check what's happening with their aircraft at any time.
So let's talk for a moment about a real situation. Say an aircraft is over the ocean and there's an engine problem developing, an incipient problem, if I can call it that. What happens? This thing senses it and...
And basically, just to give you how the system works, this particular system is hunting for differences, or actually we use trend monitoring towards failure. We're looking for any problems. Like normally you would have a problem, there would be a red light or a buzzer going on, but that's after the event has happened. In our case, what we do is our system actually trend monitors towards the failure of a component, or it's looking for any accidents in uses of fuel, hydraulics, anything. So if there's anything away from the norm, we arrest it before it becomes a problem.
You're based here in Toronto, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So tell me something about your Canadian company that's obviously in a state of growth. How are sales?
Sales, we have just in the last 4 months announced sales worth about $11-12 million U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and we are expecting to announce more very shortly.
Is this the future of aviation, the ability to in effect, look at from the ground, if not ultimately control from the ground?
I wouldn't want to ever control anything from the ground, because then we are taking away the most important right from the captain of the ship to control his own aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
However, we want to give him an extra set of eyes into the cockpit if there is a problem, like we had at Pagisco or we had with any other incident, because most incidents become accidents later if you don't take care of them.
So this is really a safety-enhancing situation.
I would love to call it safety situation. However, this helps tremendously currently. As you know, that fuel costs are high. It helps with fuel management. It helps with fleet management. It helps with cost savings.
Okay. You've also got some other devices that, in a similar sense, can use aircraft transmission systems and data streams to do things like in-flight medical monitoring, as well as aircraft environment monitoring. And these are fascinating to me. Can you give us a brief descriptive on both?
Absolutely. Those two products are in the process of being getting ready, and hopefully we should be able to have them ready and operational within the next 9 to 12 months.
Okay, but we want to know what they are.
Okay. Medical monitoring basically is where... a flight might have to be diverted, or a flight has to be brought back to the same place where it starts from, because there is a problem with a patient who is having either heart attack, but no one knows if he's got heartburn or heart attack. Now, in this particular case, when this happens, most of the time they have to dump fuel and get back to a diverted airfield, and this costs the airlines $100,000 to $200,000, depending on how much fuel they're carrying at that point.
So you can monitor from the ground.
This particular equipment, medical monitoring, would be then hooked onto a patient,
mm-hmm.
By qualified personnel who would be the air hostess, who would be given some basic training using our medical sort of monitoring staff. And this particular facility that we are talking to is an Ontario-based Ontario-based air ambulance system,
okay.
And we're hoping to do a contract with them soon, where it will be 18 people will be able to actually look at all the information that is coming down from wherever from the patient.
Okay, that music, Viraf, means we're coming to the end, and I would have loved to talk about the other one, but it'll be another day. Viraf Kapadia, thank you so much for joining us from Star Navigation Systems.
Thanks, Peter, and our stock symbol is SNA on the TSX Venture.
I'll remember that. 12:40 now.